Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump took to this road on Friday, where he delivered a pep talk to workers in the state of South Carolina. He was on hand to see Boeing show off its new Dreamliner aircraft.
This plane, as you know, was built right here in the great state of South Carolina. Our goal as a nation must be to rely less on imports and more on products made here in the USA.
Meantime, Mr. Trump is still trying to stabilize his national security team. On Monday, he demanded the resignation of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, following revelations that Flynn had misled Vice President Mike Pence about Flynn's contacts with Russia. Mr. Trump's first choice to replace Flynn, retired Vice Admiral Robert Harwood, turned down the offer. White House said that Mr. Trump might interview national security candidates over the weekend. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis told European allies, Americans, and everyone here, their security is tied to that of Europe, describing NATO's principle of collective defense as a bedrock commitment.
President Trump came into office and has thrown now his full support to NATO. He, too, espouses NATO's need to adapt to today's strategic situation for it to remain credible, capable, and relevant.
He made the comments at the Munich Security Conference. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has raised the need to, in his words, create a level playing field for trade and investment. That happened at a first meeting with the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Both met for about an hour on the sidelines of the meeting of foreign ministers of the G20 top economies in Bonn, Germany. This is VOA News.